But you know, it's kind of funny that you have to get these people, you have to give them something to get something from them. Even though it's like you would do more good if you just gave.
Right.
Or you have to go to this football game and pay all this money and buy the tickets and all this stuff and be entertained, as opposed to just giving your alma mater.
Though, I mean, I think probably with bigger schools, they need a bit more effort to reach out to alumni, you know? And, like, you know, a lot of alumni do donate to, like, sports programs and stuff like that, you know, because they're, like, because I didn't go to, well, we didn't go to a college that had, like, a real sports drive to it. But, like, you think about schools you hear about, like, USC and stuff like that, like, people give millions of dollars because they're really, like, even they're, you know, 50 years old, but they, like, they want to see USC win.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right? And it's like,
I mean, I could sort of care less if UCSD wins anything, you know? But I am concerned that it is a good university.
Right, exactly.
And if I were employed, I might give them some money, but...
and the thing is, those fans who donate all that money, they don't really care about the university either. I mean, they do, I'm sure they do.
Oh, no, I think they
but,
do.
But, I mean, they care about the sports team more than they do about the university. Is what I'm saying.
That's I think we can't establish that with any sort of certainty, but...
I only say that because otherwise they would donate to a scholarship program.
Well, they probably do. If you are dumping, you know, $3 million, you know, you're probably sending it in multiple directions. Maybe the big chunk is going to the sports or something because you love the sports, but I don't know. But also, I mean, it's like you could see that giving a lot of money to the sports feeds getting more money to the university.
Right, and maybe they have that thought process, you know. And at face value, I would doubt that. But I think in the end, the person who is in charge of that university, I imagine if they look at a sports program and say, this is what it brings to my university.
Yeah.
It brings name, recognition, which in the end, hopefully makes my university better.
Which, you know, it makes me wonder about things like charities and stuff that are like, oh, well, we, or not even, you know, charities, but nonprofit type stuff. They're always struggling for money. What if they started offering, you know, product, would they get more money?
Well, you know, and they do, right? I mean, like, a lot of times to get people to sign up for memberships and stuff like that, they'll send you like a pin or they'll send you a magazine,
right?
Or whatever,
but what if they dedicated effort to actually producing something, you know, that's like say, you know, with these little movies or something like that, say this charity or nonprofit decides to actually like make entertaining films or something, and you can go and pay money to see these or something like that. And rather than having the millions of dollars, you know, that the film generates, go into the coffers of Hollywood executives,
it
goes into the charity.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I guess you would just that could totally work. I think the only issue is that you need somebody to get paid well.
Right, to make good
films.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, yeah, because the thing is, in the end, these studios make a lot of money, but somebody has to get paid really, really well in order to, like, drive that sort of innovation. And I wouldn't even call it innovation, but creativity, you know, networking, all that schmoozing, and all that backroom deals that needs to happen to get anything done. Mm-hmm. Anything big, like a film, construction project, whatever. You need somebody there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's pretty interesting. That's like kind of like a not-for-profit, you know, or a nonprofit, but like people who get paid really well at the same time. Because the thing is, when you think nonprofit or charity, whatever, you always think people are just kind of donating their time, or if they're not, they're getting paid $40,000 a year to do the work of somebody who actually should get paid $110,000 or $100,000.
Yeah. Well, actually, there was that argument I remember hearing. I think it was up in like Seattle. These big hospitals that are nonprofits, their directors were getting paid, salaries that were way above nonprofit salaries.
Right.
But they were saying that we need to pay these guys that to keep the sort of top talents
and
stuff here.
That's totally how it works with any sort of situation, right? Like, I mean, all these CEOs even, like, you know, you hear about CEOs getting tons of money. It's like, that's what you need to get these rock star CEOs,
But what I really sort of wonder is, are they really that much better? You know, like, because I sort of feel like the culture of that, you know, chief executive culture kind of is a, that's a, they kind of spiral and create their own self-fulfilling prophecy in a way of like, oh, well, you know, me and of my class, we're so great, we need to start paying ourselves bigger salaries. And then, you know, other companies start doing that, and they, and you end up, you know, feeding this monster rather than I feel like there have got to, there can't only be, you know, 20 people in the world that are just like awesome at this managing stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I guarantee you there are a lot of bad managers out there, but I think just because you come with, you know, the right business school name attached to you or whatever, it's like that doesn't mean much in my book.
I think, you know, I guess what I'm saying is like of any large organization, like take that hospital for example, mm-hmm. I mean, if you compare that with a large, you know, like the, maybe the United Way, and then maybe like, you know, GM or some large, very large corporation, right? It becomes almost more who you know and like how you can enable things to happen, right? Especially take the nonprofit where it's like this guy knows people with money, mm-hmm. right? Whereas if I were to get paid $100,000 or whatever to lead some, you know, nonprofit, I would probably do horribly at it because, I mean, like, I could probably send out all sorts of interestingly written, you know, like, pleas for, like, money and make all sorts of great speeches and stuff like that. But to know people with money, to get you in to talk to people with more money, you know, to go to those galas, to go to the symphony, to go to wherever you need to go and just, like, you know, this guy has the tux. This guy has the connections. He was rich, or he is currently rich, made a ton of money, and now he's, like, coming to the nonprofit world and he's going to hook you up with all his rich friends.
I don't like that, though. I don't like that whole networking business.
But if that ended up getting your nonprofit or hospital or whatever more money...
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally see that. But, I don't know. I feel like that goes against the grain of being rewarded based on merit.
No, and you're totally right. Because, I mean, that kind of even goes back to what we were talking about earlier about telling the truth and, like, whatever, right? It's like, I could tell you these three things that in the end are just going to get what where we're going to end up quicker. Mm. Or I could give you all this hoopla, right? I could, like, give you a party, or I could give you a pin, or I could give you, like, a golf charity event or whatever it is. But I'm going to get the money from you somehow, right? It's up to you to feel like you're satisfied from this, right? So I'm going to say the right things, or I'm going to do the right things, or I'm going to throw the right events, or whatever it is. And it's interesting that how all these things, like, in the end, they're just trying to get your money, and it's not necessarily for profit. It's these things are, like, for the good of something, and it should, mm-hmm. in and of itself, speak for itself.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that was my little interesting thing to say.
Yeah, that is a good one. I like it. We're approaching 40 minutes. Should we keep going?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.